happy holidays.
Happy everyone. Holidays. Yes. What's going on? Merry Christmas, children.
Happy Christmas.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, to those who are celebrating Christmas, and to those who don't, we're going to say happy holidays
because it's all
the holidays. And we're going to say happy birthday to the birthday boy.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, he shares a birthday with Jesus.
Yes, yeah, so. Shared a birthday with Jesus, yes.
Happy birthday, Coach LJ.
Yes. So a special episode that we come and we drop it in. You know, we drop it in real quick. You know, drop it like it's hot. So drop it like it's hot.
So we just came back to on watching The Color Purple.
That's why we're on our purple, as you see.
Yes. And we just want to say to everybody who was just thinking of not going, please go. First of all, go to support Black production. Black,
yes,
Black
yes, actors. Yes, yes. Black
Pride. We want to get this on number one.
Yes, on number the, one on the Billboard chart.
Yeah, and Billboard is music. Box office.
Box office, yeah. Okay, box office, number
box
one.
Box office, yes. And so we just wanted to share a little bit of our two cents about the movie. We won't do much spoilers.
Yeah, we don't want to spoil it. Yes,
because
yes.
We really want you guys to go. But, you know, just just going back a bit on why this Color Purple is such a big thing.
The Color Purple follows the journey of Celie, an African-American woman growing up in the rural South in the early 1900s. She is forced to marry a man, Mister, who's abusive, who ends up separating her from her sister, and begins a cycle of trauma. Along her way, Celie meets two extraordinary women who transform her, Suge Avery and Sophia, and they kind of inspire her to become this person who then attracts the things that she wants.
So this is the reimagination of the original movie, which took place, when was
86. Okay, yeah. 86. Okay, 1986.
Yeah. And
I was 10 years old.
Yeah.
And of course, I was 10 years old.
It's the Miss Oprah Winfrey who really made it big, to be honest, because she featured in the first movie as well.
Yeah, she featured in the first movie.
I think she was Oprah.
Was the one I was married to, Owen Harper.
Okay, was...
What's her name? What kind of name? My wife has not seen it, seen the original one.
Yeah, yeah, she hasn't seen the original. The part that is acted by Danielle Brooks.
Danielle Brooks, yes.
Yes, yes. And, oh my God. Like, this whole cast... Taraj, Hudson, Danielle Brooks, Coleman Domingo, because even the guys, Corey Hawkins, Gabrielle Wilson, Halle Berry,
Fantasia
Barrino, Ciara. I mean, like, they are all amazing.
Yeah.
You know, they put in their A game. That movie will make you, well, it made me cry a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It made me laugh a lot. Mm-hmm. It made me chuckle a lot. Mm-hmm. It made me hold my breath a lot. Like, there was just so many emotions in one movie.
Yeah,
it is crazy. It is insane. So this is the reimagination, they're calling it, of the first movie. And so there's a lot of color.
A lot of color.
It's more hopeful.
Yeah.
It's not as sad as
the original movie.
The original movie was just sad throughout.
No, it's not sad throughout.
So there are some light moments.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's fun. It's fun. It's the same thing. Similar what you're seeing. You know, the fun stuff with the Jew joint, the music, the dancing. Yeah. It was a lot more musical on this one.
Yeah, because they said they're merging the music.
Yeah, there's a lot more.
Because remember, Oprah is the producer of the musical.
Yes.
So she wanted to merge that along with Spielberg.
Yes,
who was the producer of the first movie. Yeah. So it's such a beautiful merge.
Yeah, because the movie, the original, they didn't do no singing of it. Yeah,
there's a lot of singing.
A lot of singing.
I really would like to get hold of the soundtrack, because that's going to be a beautiful soundtrack.
Yeah, it's a lot of singing.
The music is just out of this world. And you know, Black culture and music, we like this.
Yeah, we like, Black people, you know, we are the culture.
Yeah.
You know, we the culture.
Yeah, but we don't have Black culture without music.
You're right. You don't.
That's why this
movie we got that soul. You know, we got that soul.
And I think that what makes it more, even more powerful, is the fact that the director this time is Blitz Bazawule, who is an African, originally, I believe, from Ghana. And so he brings in that African
culture as well.
Touch as well.
Yeah. That's another thing, too, you're going to see. Because that wasn't in the original. The African. Yeah, that's not in the original. Yeah.
And I think he did.
That was good.
I think he was good. That's like a Ghana tribe.
That was good. That's not in the original one.
Yeah. He's really good. You could tell that he's a creative for real.
Yeah.
You know, he's a filmmaker, songwriter, etc. But just this film, he changed it to something that is just out of this world, that will just blow your mind. You sit there for 140 minutes, which is just over 2 hours.
2 hours and almost, 20 minutes.
Almost 2.5 hours. But you really don't feel it.
No, you don't feel it. Yeah, you don't feel it. Yeah. Time go by fast. It's a good movie from beginning to end. It's a definitely good, a lot of musical. You're really gonna be interested through the whole thing. It's a lot of singing.
Yeah, it's a lot of singing, and so
a lot of upbeat. Different. It's definitely different for the first one.
And you get to hear like how people in the South used to speak. You know. The thing is, you it's still spoken even now by African American. Yes. We did a feature on that. What's the language called again?
Anakle. AAVE.
AAVE. Yeah. There's another word for it.
Broke English?
No, I don't want to call it broke English. But the AAVE, you get to hear it like really like
slang.
No, there's another word for AAVE, but let's just leave it there.
Okay.
Throwing the wrong words.
Yes, okay.
So yeah, and so I feel like
Ibanez.
You seem like trouble.
I come here out of respect, but if there ain't nothing to get, that show ain't nothing again.
Ibanez.
So you kept on thinking.
Yeah, I was gonna think. Yeah. Hey, you should never told me I was gonna think it.
Yeah.
Yes,
so
Ibanez.
The Ibanez is really in your face, because that's how, you know, people in the South spoke like, but also remember, this is a generation after slavery.
Yes.
The first generation after slavery.
Yes. And I like they tied into it, the time frame as well, because you see how, and when she was over there in Africa, that's when Africa, during that time, they was being
colonized.
So you see how they put the transition from we was in like
just post-slavery,
and they was going into colonization. Yeah. So I liked how they did that. I like that.
It's a heavy movie, in a sense that, because you know the movie speaks of the hardships that
African black
people went through, especially women during that time. Mm-hmm. How we had just come out of slavery in America, but still having to go through gender-based violence within our homes. And these characters were portraying how strong women were, even though they went through all of this abuse, but they still came out strong. And the beautiful part about this movie is that how it ends. It ends beautifully.
It's a happy ending.
It's a happy ending. So the beginning might be so sad, but the ending is so amazing. And the thing is, I think you see yourself, or you see someone that you know in this movie, somewhere, somehow, somebody who's been through a lot and just comes out, you know, it's like a phoenix, really, out of the ashes and rises.
Yes. Now the original one, it end at happy as well. Mm. And they end happy. They end happy. Fine, you know, but
so the soundtrack has been released. If you want to grab hold of that, December 15, it was released.
Okay.
So that would be interesting. But also the interesting part is that the movie is being released December 25. On Christmas Day,
my birthday.
Yes, in America. So we watched it December 23, so 2 days before everybody.
The screening, right? Pre-screening.
Pre-screening. And then, I believe London, they had their opening November 20th, so they watched it way before us. And I wonder why.
Yeah, a month before us.
Yeah, a whole month before us. So, this happens in the 1900s. But they also kind of bring in that fresh touch of the modern world as modern, well.
Yeah.
Yeah, very colorful, very strong cast.
Yeah, it's very strong cast, yes.
Yeah, so we don't want, like, it's hard to do this review because we don't want to
spoil it, the whole thing.
But we want to get you excited enough to just go
to get excited. Yeah, to get excited to watch the movie because you're going to see, you know, it's a reimagined. So you're going to, when you're watching a movie, I know when I was watching a movie, I'm like, okay, this was in a movie.
Especially
this
for session somebody who's watched it before.
Yeah, you've seen the original. Yeah. So you're like, oh, okay, you know what? They didn't have this part. They didn't. So, you know, when you watch the movie, just especially those that seen the original one, you're like,
actually, that part 1985. The film came out in 1985. Okay. The novel was 1982, so I was a year old. But the book itself by Alice Walker.
Okay.
Came out in 1982, and then the movie was 1985.
1985. Yeah. Okay, so the book came out in 1982, and then the movie came out in 1985.
And Alice Walker is black. She's a black woman.
Oh, okay.
African American from
Georgia. It makes you like, okay, that was in the movie, that wasn't, you know, the original.
The amazing part is that she's still alive. She's 79 right now.
She's 79? Oh, yeah, okay. She's still alive.
So it's beautiful to see her work, you know, being redone over and over again like this. Yeah. So, you know, so we're not just supporting Oprah's legacy or Steven Spielberg's legacy. Happens to be white, and that's okay. He knows his stuff. He's really good.
Yeah.
But also, we're supporting the legacy of Alice Walker, who wrote this book, which has become a magical book. Because it's on Broadway. It's been, now this is the second movie being done on it, and it's just incredible.
Yeah. So she's the creator of the book. She's really the creator of the movie as well, because they created the movie from the book.
It was good. Go watch it.
It makes you want to see the original one as well.
So now definitely. I'm pumped up to go see the original.
Yes.
So we know the producer, like we said, is your Oprah Winfrey, your Spielberg, who's a renowned
producer.
Quincy Jones as well is there. I guess he comes in the musical part of it because Quincy is a musician. And I'm just in awe of the whole thing.
Yes,
it was incredible.
Yes, so, and let us know what parts you like, what parts you like, you wish that was there or they would have added into it.
If you watched the original,
let us know. Like, oh, I wish they would have had this part. You know, because I know I wish they would have added this part, but they didn't add. But I'm like, I wish they would have had that part. Inside the reaction.
But they only have 2 hours.
I know. I'm waiting for it. I'm like, oh, damn.
Overall, we enjoyed it. We loved it. And we hope you guys love it too. And we just also just wanted to say happy holidays.
Yes.
And
happy holidays.
New Year if we don't get to see you.
Yes.
We love you. And
take care.
Appreciate you.
Deuces. Peace.